God is always reaching out. But if we're not looking for God, we could miss Him. And certainly as Christians, if we're not seeking the presence of God, we'll miss that as well. It's not enough to know that you are saved. God is looking for a fellowship with Christians.
Welcome to A Word from God with your host and teacher, James Lindley.
The topic of this episode is drawing near to God.
Hi, this is Misha Pelkey, and before we get started, I want to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. Drop him a line via email at james@awordfromgod.net. That email again is james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. That address again is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. And be sure to visit us online at www.awordfromgod.net. That again is www.awordfromgod.net. This is a listener-supported ministry and relies on your generous financial support. Now here's your host and teacher, James Lindley.
We're going to be talking about how to draw near to God. Not that God is very far away from us. God is everywhere, and He remains active in our lives. But to feel the presence of God, we must seek the presence of God. James chapter 4, verses 8 through 10 reads, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." This verse tells us that if we want to feel the presence of God, if we want God to be in our lives, we must make the choice to cleanse our hands of the sin that we're holding on to. And we cleanse our hands of that sin by coming to God through Jesus Christ. That's how we purify our hearts. That's how we stop being double-minded, by turning away from our sins and choosing to seek out God. The irony of it is that God is always calling out to us like the good shepherd that He is. God is always reaching out to the sinner. Sometimes it's as simple as turning on the radio and a sermon is playing. And something in that sermon touches the heart of the sinner. Or it could be a close Christian friend witnessing to the sinner. God is always reaching out. But if we're not looking for God, we could miss Him. And certainly as Christians, if we're not seeking the presence of God, we'll miss that as well. It's not enough to know that you are saved. God is looking for a fellowship with Christians. A fellowship that involves time spent with Him, time in prayer, time in His Word, reading the Bible, and time with fellowship with other believers. Sure, you might go to church, and you might talk in the parking lot to some of your friends, but are you sharing God with not only Christians, but are you sharing Him with the lost? Some people believe that going to church and listening to a sermon on Sundays is enough to get them by. But they're really missing the point. Sure, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are saved. But don't you want the more abundant life that Jesus promises? That abundant life comes from fellowship with God through Jesus Christ. And if we're not seeking God, we're going to miss Him. I know many Christians who tell me how they just don't feel like they're living a victorious life, that they believe Jesus died for them, they accept Him as their Lord and Savior, but they just don't have that fulfillment. And why is that? When I talk more with these people, I find out that they're not reading their Bible, they're not praying on a daily basis, and they're not fellowshipping with other believers. There is so much more to a relationship than showing up at a building with a cross on the roof and the word church written across it, God is a real person. He has feelings, just like we do. And He wants to draw near to every one of us. But ask yourself this. If you had a friend who never seeked you out, who never came over, who never called, would you call that a real friendship? You'd probably call it an acquaintance. Now sure, when you needed something and you called on this friend, they're always there for you. But that seems to be the only time this friend ever hears from you. Is that the kind of friendship that you've established with God? When everything is going good, do you sit back on the back bench of life, enjoying what's going on, enjoying the blessings that He has placed in your life, ignoring Him, ignoring His word, ignoring the fellowship with other believers? And then when things seem to go wrong, you cry out to Him. And then you wonder, why don't I feel like you're listening? Well, He's listening, but you're not feeling the presence because you haven't been practicing the presence of God. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 reads, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. You know, we're talking about the Creator of all. We're talking about the King of all kings. And He is inviting us through His Son, Jesus Christ, to fellowship with Him at any time that we want to. If you're feeling lonely, you can come to God and talk to Him, and He will give you comfort. If you are in need of provision, He is the King that never runs out of money and resources. Whatever it is that you need in your life, He already knows what it is, and He's ready to give it to you if you're ready to seek Him out for it. Now, what is it to seek God out? Is it just to pick up your Bible and find a verse that applies to your situation? Well, there's lots of promises in the Bible that pertain to situations in life. And I'm a strong believer that when God wants to speak to us, He will use His word above all to get our attention. But if you don't know God's word, how will you recognize it when it comes to you? If you haven't been fellowshipping with God, how will you know when He is speaking to your heart? How will you feel His presence if you don't practice His presence? If you don't recognize somebody, how will you know when they call? Well, God calls us on a daily basis. And the Christian who neglects time with God misses His call because they don't recognize His voice. Could you be one of those Christians who's missing God's call on your life because you are not spending time with Him in order to recognize His voice when He calls? Jesus says that my sheep know my voice and they hear me. Are you a believer in Christ or are you a disciple of Christ? A disciple goes beyond belief. It's one thing to know something in your mind. It's one thing to know something in your heart. It's a whole other thing to know somebody in your heart. You could know all about God. You could read the Bible every single day and memorize every single verse, if that was possible, and be able to answer any Bible question out there, and you could still miss God's voice. I know an atheist that can quote Bible scripture, and he has no idea that when I talk to him about salvation through Christ, that it's actually God speaking through me, because he doesn't recognize the voice of God. And so he denies the invitation. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 11 through 12. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Seek the Lord and His strength. You can lean on God. He has the power, the infinite power, to get you through anything in life. And without God in your life, you have no life. He's the best friend that anyone could ever have. And He is the unfailing friend. He will love you no matter what. How many friends can you recall that have let you down in the times of your troubles? How many friends were not there for you, whether they couldn't be or they weren't willing to be? But somehow, some way, these friends let you down. God never lets anyone down. Now you might be thinking, I remember the time I prayed, and God didn't answer that prayer. God answers every prayer that comes from a son or daughter in Christ. It's just that he doesn't always answer it the way you want it to be answered. But how would you know when God is answering your prayer, whether it be a yes, a no, or perhaps a wait? Because those are the three answers to prayer. Yes, no, and wait. But how would you know what God is saying to you if you don't know him? Psalms 18, verse 6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. God is personal with the Christian. See, Jesus died to bridge the gap of sin between you and me and the rest of the world and God, so that we could come to God sinless, blameless, righteous in Christ, cry out to him, tell him our troubles, and he will hear from his temple. It reaches his very ears. I spoke to somebody just today. I ministered to this person, and he said, I have messed up so many times that I just can't believe that God wants to help me anymore. I keep coming to him and telling him that I've changed my ways, that I won't make the same mistake again, only to fail. I don't know where I'm going wrong, the man told me. And I asked him, are you leaning on your own understanding? It sounds like you are, because in your own understanding, you have the belief that God tires of hearing you cry out to him, that God's patience have ran out for you, that his forgiveness has ran out for you. And the man confessed that yes, he did believe that God had given up on him. Friends, God has not given up on anyone who has been saved through Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you something else. For the unsaved, he has not given up on them either. That is what the church is for, not the buildings. They have their purpose. We, the Christians, we're the church. And God uses us, if we're willing, to go out and to reach out to the unsaved. But if we're not seeking God, how can we be equipped to go out and reach the unbelieving? But this man that I was ministering to, he just believed that God wasn't listening to him anymore. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I asked this man, do you really want to find God, or do you want to find a solution to your problem? Of course, he said he wanted to find God, but he went on to tell me about his problems. And I told him, your problems are big to you, but they are nothing to God. And I noticed as he spoke about his problems that he had a lot to do with his problems. And he kept confessing that to me, that he kept messing up in front of God. And so I said to him, listen, start to pray to God on a daily basis, as much as possible throughout the day. Tell him about your failures. Tell him about your fears. Tell him about your disappointments. Pick up his word and start reading it. And start going to church and fellowshipping with people who really love God, who are really educated in his word, who can lift you up in prayer and give you instruction in God's word. Start seeking after God. Start focusing on God, and your problems will become smaller. I told the man that I can't promise that his problems would be taken away, but that he would be changed by his relationship with God. And by that change, he would be able to accept the things in his life that were causing him despair and causing him to act out in sinful ways, in ungodly ways. I told him, once you get close to God, his personality starts to rub off on you. And your attitude towards things, it begins to change. You begin to change. See, my mom always told me that you could become like your friends. Well, friend, I'm telling you, if you hang around Jesus, he will rub off on you if you're seeking after him diligently with your heart. Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2, 7 and 8. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Do you seek after God like a thirsty deer pants for water? Is that how you look for God? Do you only cry out to God when you're having troubles? Is that the only time you seek after God? That's not a very good friend. I'm being real. God wants us to seek him in good times, boring times, and hard times as well. Personally, I wouldn't hang around somebody that didn't invite me into their life. And that's why God calls upon us to call upon him. Psalms 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. See, you can't go to God and try to fake your way through it. God knows what's in your heart when you're calling upon him. And he searches our hearts. And he knows what we're really seeking when we call upon him. And you know something? The man that I was ministering to that felt like God was giving up on him, I said to him, John chapter 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. See, once you're in the family of God, you're family. That doesn't mean that the family won't have issues. God never has any issues that he needs to sort through for himself. But the believer who comes to God, they have issues. We're not perfect. And God knows that. And he doesn't cast us out. He cares for us. He loves us. And he accepts us. His invitation to come to him in fellowship is so powerful that it cries from the very pages of the Bible. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. There's no trick to it. You want more of God? Ask for it. Ask for more of God. And I'm going to tell you something. You can ask God for anything in this world. And you may or may not get it. I don't know. It depends on what's in his will. But if you ask for more of him, you will always get it. Because that's always in his will. God cannot get close enough to you. That's why it takes an eternity. That's why it takes us to live forever, because that's how long it takes for us to grasp who God is. We're never going to figure out his greatness, his goodness, his loveliness. So it takes eternity with him. And he loves us so much that that's what he offers us. Ever have a friend come over and you just couldn't wait for that friend to get there, only to find out 2 hours later that you couldn't wait for them to leave? Because you got tired of their company. Oh, you still like the person. You still love the person. But you're a little bit bored, or you're just tired of having the person around. Well, God never gets tired of having you around. And he doesn't want you to tire of having him around. He wants you to be like the deer that pants for the water.
He wants you to be thirsty for Him at all times. That's why I believe God allows trials and tribulations to come into our lives. Because sometimes when we have it too good, we forget our thirst for Him. We ignore that thirst. Oh, it's still there. But we suppress it. I knew of a man who thought he was hungry because he was really thirsty. And he kept eating food to satisfy his thirst. And he went to the doctor and said, "I can't stop eating." And when they checked him, they found out that he was dehydrated. And the doctor suggested that he drink more water. And when he started drinking more water, he wasn't as hungry. That's what we do with God. We find other things to quench the thirst. But the thirst isn't really quenched. It's only covered up. We think we're quenching it. So we take things of the world, whether it be drugs, alcohol, tobacco, things, entertainment. We fill our lives with these things thinking that we're quenching the thirst that we have for God, only to find out after we've indulged in these things for a time that these are not the things that we were really seeking. Just like the man, he got fatter, but he was still thirsty. But in his mind, he felt like he was hungry. He didn't know what was wrong with him. If you're feeling dissatisfied in your life, perhaps, maybe, just maybe, you need to check your relationship with God. Perhaps you need to call upon the Lord with all of your heart. Reach out to Him today and tell Him, "I just want to spend time with you. I want to know you on a deeper level. I want to feel your presence." Perhaps you're missing God and you're trying to fill your life with things to quench that thirst. You don't have to do that. It's not something that you have to live with. That thirst can be quenched by crying out to God today. One of the greatest things about God is that no matter how many times that you have failed Him, He never gives up on you. God is always there waiting for you to come to Him like a little child. For those of you listening who have children, you know the unconditional love that you have for them. And you can understand that when we come to God, He accepts us with unconditional love. For those of you who don't have children, who have never experienced that unconditional love, be assured that God loves you no matter what you have done, no matter what you will do. Once you come to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, you are adopted into the family. And once you are a part of the family, you can never be turned away. And God desires a fellowship with you. He hungers for it. The Bible tells us that we were created for His good pleasure. We're not toys to God. We're not something that He just gets tired of and sets on the shelf. No, each and every one of us is unique to Him. And we are all special to Him. And He loves us unconditionally. And He desires to be with us through fellowship, through prayer, through reading His word, through just spending time in His presence. It's not enough to know about God. He wants you to know Him intimately. There is nothing in this world like feeling the holy presence of God wrapping around you, bringing you through the storms of life and rejoicing with you through the mountaintops. God is offering that to every believer out there. You can have the best friendship in the world if you just open up your heart and seek after God. Seek after Him for a friendship. And God will listen, He will hear, and He will respond. That is why He spares us through His Son from eternal death, so that He can spend time with us. And I have a question for you. If you have not been spending time with God, and you proclaim yourself as a Christian, but yet you're on this world not spending time with God and not seeking after His presence, if you're not desiring fellowship with Him now, what makes you think you'll want to spend time with Him for eternity? The kingdom of God, heaven, is not about big fancy cars and big fancy homes. When Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you," He means a home with God. You're going to share eternity with God. You're going to be His house guest forever. And if you are not seeking after his presence now, why would you want to seek after it in his kingdom? What is your heart chasing now? If your heart is not chasing after God, you're chasing after the world. And the world and everything in it is coming to an end. The only thing that you will take to your grave is your love for Jesus. And if you're listening right now and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I would like to invite you to say this prayer with me now. Lord Jesus, forgive me for all of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. I repent of my sins and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I open the door of my heart and I invite you to come in. Wash and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I turn my back on sin and I want to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said that prayer and you meant it in your heart, you are now in the family of God.
This is Misha again to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. You can contact him via email at james@awordfromgod.net. Again, that's james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Again, that address is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. And be sure to visit us online at www.awordfromgod.net. Again, that's www.awordfromgod.net. We have every episode of A Word from God archived online where you can easily listen to them. You can also subscribe to our feed and download the MP3 versions of A Word from God to enjoy at any time. This is a listener-supported ministry and relies on your generous financial support. For any donation amount that you send, we will send you a free copy of the DVD Praise and Promises. Now back to James.
Thank you, Misha. And before we go, I want to mention that online at the website, you can order copies of A Word from God. These copies can be shared with friends, loved ones, family, and of course, for yourself. Check it out at www.awordfromgod.net. I'm James Lindley, and I want to thank you for listening. And I pray that God will bless you immensely from this message.